It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm saying this every time. And I believe that if somebody is really needing, they need a prayer, we are here to pray for you and your needs. So please call and don't hesitate to call. You will be very happy that you call. Whatever your questions or prayer requests, we will be praying for you. The number is on your screen. Please call or tell somebody to listen to this program. If you remember the last program, we were talking about the Great Tribulation. And we learned what happens in the Great Tribulation and when the Great Tribulation starts. Great Tribulation starts as soon as the two witnesses are gone. And then we learn that the devil tried to destroy the woman which is called Israeli nation, and God did not allow him to destroy, because God says God has given them 3.5 years to go for safety, and they will be there safe, and devil will be not able to do any harm to them. But still, they will try to bring the flood. I don't know, he says out of his mouth came the flood, but I believe out of his mouth means he said give the command to somebody to bring the water from the Euphrates River or some other places. He could bring the flood and destroy them. But God had a plan. There was an earthquake and the water went to the earth and was not able to destroy the Israeli people. And so, I believe that God protected those people. And then we learn that he got so mad, and he says, now I'm going to go to the remnant. And we learn those remnant means the people, Israeli people, who do not have the seal of God, but some of the Jewish people are very religious. And those people will be looking for Christ in the Great Tribulation. And when this man of sin, as St. Paul says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, when he is revealed, and in the beginning he was a nice guy, but in the middle of the tribulation, that means he makes the 7 years treaty, and he breaks the treaty after 3.5 years, and shows his real color and try to defile the temple and try to tell these people, I am your God and you worship me. And we learn in the last program, there is the evil trinity, devil, antichrist, who is called the beast, and the second beast comes from the earth, that's called false prophet, and they're all together work. And what they do, they harass the Christian people and they harass the Jewish people. And we already learned in that Great Tribulation, there was no preacher to preach. So the God sends the angel, and angel warns them and tells them, if you take the number, God's wrath will come upon you. But if you don't take the number, you will be rewarded. And the people who did not take the number, they were saved, they were protected, and they they gave their life. And even though they gave life, the Word of God says they overcame. How it happened? Jesus Christ says, if you save your life, you will lose it. But if you give your life, you will save it. People don't understand that. But if you Christ's sake, if you become a martyr, you are a victorious. Because death is swallowed by Christ. There is no death for the believers. Jesus Christ says, I have overcome the devil. and the devil is death, and he conquered the death. So there is no death penalty for believers. He says you are passed from death unto life and no condemnation. So the believers who follow Christ, whatever the trials and tribulations and problem comes, they can overcome that, and even though they die for Christ's sake, they are going to go to heaven. So the people who are in the tribulation, left behind, they have a golden opportunity, the last chance, to just do not take the number, do not take his name, do not worship the devil, or do not worship his image, or do not follow him, and you will be killed. But at the same time, Word of God says, you will be overcomers and you will go to heaven. And that we saw in last program, that all these people were saved and they came to heaven, chapter 7 as well as chapter 15, and all the numbers was fulfilled. And then God remembered that people, the souls of the people who were under the altar crying. And who are those people crying? Those people from Abel to the John the Baptist. John the Baptist also was a martyr. So they were crying. And if you remember, book of Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 24, I think, there is a word said, Jesus Christ's blood speaks better than the blood of Abel. What the Abel's blood was talking? The Abel's blood was crying for revenge. And what the blood of Jesus Christ was crying? Forgive them. So see the difference? All these people who died before Christ, they were asking the revenge. And so God says, okay, wait until the number is fulfilled, and then I'll take the revenge. Then we learn, if you read the chapter 16, all the chapter 16 is all the revenge. Starting from all the vials, or we can say bowls, all these seven of them, one by one, God's angels start pouring the wrath of God. And I don't have time to explain every wrath or every vial they poured and what happened. You have to read the whole 16th chapter. In the whole 16th chapter, we see the revenge God is taking on this devil, Antichrist, and the false prophet. And when we read, the Word of God says, they had the evil spirit, and that spirit was like a frog. And what they were doing, they wanted to gather all the people to fight with Christ. Why? Because now there is no person remaining on the earth who can take the number. Now only people were remaining, devil and his followers. So now they were thinking, we are going to make a war with Christ. But the Christ will be appearing end of the tribulation. We will be learning that, if God willing, next time. But I want to clarify a couple of things before I close this program. Many people are confused about the wound of the Antichrist. Because when we read in a Revelation chapter 13, it says he had the wound, and that wound was deadly, and he did not die. And then we read in the Revelation chapter 13 and verse 14 maybe, here is saying that wound was done by the sword. So I was thinking, if these people did not have the sword, how did they do it? They had only one weapon that they can blow on somebody and fire will come from their mouth and destroy them or kill them. I was thinking, when David was fighting with Goliath, so what he did, he just took the sling and he killed him with a stone. But then he ran and he took Goliath's sword and he cut his head off. So maybe they didn't have the sword, but when he fell down, they took his sword and killed him. But some people are a little bit confused, because when they read in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 11, Daniel saw the vision. He saw somebody slay, means kill, that beast. And then he said that beast was taken and put it in a fire. When you read that, and the ordinary believer or some new minister will think, well, that Antichrist was killed because the Daniel says so. But in the Revelation, we do not see he was killed. He says the deadly wound was healed, even though he had the wound of the sword, but he didn't die. That means he did not die. When the Daniel says that he was wounded by the sword or slain by the sword and put it in the fire. Now, there is people will be saying, who is this person putting in the fire or burn in the fire? Actually, this Antichrist, false prophet, or the devil, they will not be killed. They will be putting in the lake of fire alive. That we will be reading in Revelation chapter 19. When Jesus Christ comes, he gets hold of the false prophet, he gets hold of the Antichrist, and he puts them alive in the lake of fire. And if the Daniel says he was slain and then he was put in the fire or burned in the fire, that he was not seeing the clear vision, because God did not reveal him completely. He says, close the book. He didn't know, but now we know in Revelation, he was not killed. He was wounded, and then he was put in the lake of fire alive. And the devil also was not killed. That also we read in Revelation chapter 20, after the millennium, Jesus Christ get hold of this devil and puts him alive in the lake of fire, and the word of God says where the Antichrist and the false prophet is. So nobody got killed. They were alive and they were put it in the lake of fire. So the point I'm making, different people have different opinion. So as I was thinking how these people got the sword, so I thought if the David didn't have the sword and David killed the Goliath with the sword, so God might have provided them sword, I don't know from where. But the point I'm making, just think about the time of Jesus. Jesus said, hey, take the sword. And the disciple says, we have two swords. He says, enough. And then when the high priest came and to arrest Jesus Christ, and his servant was there, Malchus, Peter took a sword and wanted to kill that man, but his sword did not touch his throat. He just by mistake cut his ear off. So I thought God, Jesus Christ, wanted this happen so he could prove it to them in the last minute he still loves the enemies and he does miracle. So we do not know how can God provide the sword for these people. Only God knows, because we do not hear anywhere that they had the sword. They just came, their job was to preaching and bringing people to salvation. Enoch could preach and tell the people about God. Elijah could preach and people preach about the law and bring the father and children together. And I believe that happened and many people got saved. And because of that, the number came, many, many people came. The word of God says they could not even count them, and they came to heaven, and they were killed by the enemy, which is the Antichrist or devil or false prophet. So now we see when all these believers went, then the word of God says now God is going to take the revenge. So when you start with the chapter 16, we see all these, the bowls or the vials were poured, and each and every vial all bowls were poured, something happened. Terrible things happened. And when you compare those with the early chapters, Revelation chapter 6 to 11, similar problem they had, but in chapter 16 was a greater problem. And so that's why we say great tribulation. The great tribulation is the sorrow, pain, and suffering. There is another name for this, Jacob's trouble. And so Joel and other prophets in the Old Testament, they said the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord is when Jesus Christ comes, but the day of the Lord is the trouble, persecution, suffering, and the dark days. And so we will be learning when Jesus Christ will be coming after the great tribulation. And we read that in St. Matthew chapter 24. So today we are learning that great tribulation happens, and in that great tribulation, devil, antichrist, false prophets, together they work. And as I said, when nobody is left to harass them, then they together, like evil spirit, going and telling everybody to let's go and fight with Christ. And that will be the end of the tribulation. When the tribulation is over, Jesus Christ appears. But at the same time, this great tribulation, they harass Christians and Jewish, but at the same time, God's wrath was pouring on them. From the beginning of the tribulation, where the Antichrist signed the treaty, 7 years period, first 3.5 years, the two witnesses came, end of the 3.5 years first, then second 3.5 years started, and that time was given, because he says in Revelation chapter 13, verse 4 and 5, the devil, the great dragon, gives power to Antichrist 3.5 years. And then we learn God also gives time for the Jewish people to escape these things and go for safety. That also time is 3.5 years. So if you calculate first 3.5 years, the witnesses, second 3.5 years, the tribulation, and the same time, that second half, God protects his people and tell them to go to safety. So if somebody doesn't believe there is a 7 years tribulation, they have a problem. They are not reading the Bible, or they are not understanding the Word of God. In Revelation chapter 9, verse 27 also, we read that Antichrist makes the treaty for 7 years, and middle of the tribulation, he breaks the treaty. So it's very simple, there is a 7 years. But first 3.5 years, not a single person was killed, because two witnesses did not allow them to do anything, but they were harassing and persecuting other people. And last 3.5 years, they will kill as many as people, but the angel coming and proclaiming the everlasting gospel, encouraging people not to take the name, not to take the number, not to worship the beast, not to worship the statue. Even this beast gives life to that statue. Now, when I was studying this 50 years ago, I thought, how this is possible that statue can talk? But now we are in modern time and they have robots, they can talk. But he says he will put the life in the statue and he will deceive many. It is possible now that it will happen. So we believe we are in the end time. Jesus Christ can come anytime. Some people are saying, oh, he is not coming. He is coming with on the cloud and great glory, and every eye will see, and that's the time the church will be taken up. That's the wrong theory. That's the wrong teaching. It cannot happen that way. That's why I started from the beginning. Church will not go through tribulation. And I prove it to you from the Word of God. Then I give the timeline about the two witnesses. And now we are studying about the Great Tribulation. Once you learn that, then you know everything is happening according to the will of God. But when you're reading the Revelation, some people are thinking Revelation is written chronologically. But when I am reading the Revelation, it doesn't go according chronologically. I'll give you an example. We saw Revelation chapter 7, the people coming from the Great Tribulation. And we saw in chapter 15, the people coming from the Great Tribulation, they are the same people because they are coming from the same timing. And so sometimes the Revelator or John starts saying some thing or explaining something, and then he skips that and talks another subject. But when you are a student, you have to see this puzzle and put it in the right places. And then you can explain to others. Just like I told you, how the people are confused, the deadly wound. And somebody says he will be wounded by a gun. Somebody says he will be wounded by laser beam. And somebody says he wounded by a sword. And somebody says he was killed. And they give the other references. But if you study, then you know he cannot be killed. Why? Because the devil is a death. Devil cannot die and rise again. If he does that, it's wrong, because he's a liar, he's a deceiver, and even if he does that, it'll be false miracle. According to the Word of God, Jesus is the only one who has authority over life. You can see we are in modern technology. Did you see yet any person, any scientist, made the man for nothing? No. Nobody has power to give somebody life. Only God is the one who gives life. What the devil does, he takes life, he kills, he destroys, and he is the killer and destroyer. And as I said earlier, John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus says, the enemy, the devil, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus said, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. Would you like to live in abundant life? Then you have to believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I started this program telling the God's salvation plan for mankind. There is no salvation plan in any religion, any book, or any place. Only plan of salvation is in the Bible. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, triune God, trying to rescue mankind that they should not go to hell. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, it says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23. So the point I'm making, the devil is a killer, God is a life giver. The Word of God says, choose life. There is a death and there is a life. Which one you want? So you have to choose life. Life comes from above and the death comes from the devil. Devil is a destroyer. And we see in the time of tribulation, the great tribulation, we will see the full force of the demonic forces that will go into destroy so many. But thank God, because of the two witnesses and because of the angels preaching, millions of people will be saved. So you have choice. You want to give your heart today, or you want to wait until the great tribulation. It's up to you. But the Word of God says, Jesus Christ says in a book of Luke chapter 21 verse 36, he says you should always pray to escape all this tribulation, all these trials. So I prayed and I'm praying. I don't want to go through tribulation. But today, for the name of Christ, I do all kinds of suffering, but I rejoice. I'm not sad. By the grace of God, I'm serving the Lord since 1956. I never took a salary, and I'm not planning to take one. I'm following Jesus Christ by faith, and I live by faith. And so I'm telling people, believe Jesus Christ today. Tomorrow will be too late. If I make a sign, today I give you $1 million, tomorrow I'll give you $1 million, but today $0. Somebody comes tomorrow, what I'm going to do? I'm going to show the sign. Tomorrow $1 million. What does it mean? Tomorrow never comes. Today is the day of salvation. Give your life to Jesus Christ and say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. I want to follow you. Give me grace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, that means your sins are forgiven, your name is written in heaven, and you are a child of God. Now go and tell somebody about Jesus Christ. You will be blessed. I'm going to pray for you and your family. The Word of God says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved and your household. So let me pray for you and your family. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the listeners. Pray for the people who are watching this program. I want these people to be blessed, their families be united, supply their needs, if they have financial need, if they have sickness and disease, whatever the problem they have, please touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. So God heard our prayer. Our God is a prayer answering God. Simply I would say, go to church where the full gospel is preached, where the signs and wonders and miracles happening, where the people are believing in Jesus Christ and people are living for God. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.